Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about job opportunities for heavy equipment operators. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for great, good quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right. Here we go on to the podcast. Construction sector is quite a widely spread industry, which has a lot of requirements of human resources. Right from the laborers to the heavy equipment operators, all play a crucial role in this segment of business. It is somewhat simple to get construction workers, but getting experienced operators is way too difficult, and it is one of the biggest challenges with major construction houses. They are unable to work in a full strength due to shortage of heavy equipment operators, which is why a good chunk of machines are lying idle at the job site. It is not that the heavy equipment operators have paid murily, which is why they are less in numbers. It is simply scarcity, and hence demand is huge. Like right now, demand is huge in Texas. The housing market is booming. The commercial market is booming. The apartments are booming. You know, people are moving to Texas. Even the oil field is starting to come back. So, you know, operators are hard to find right now. This is the situation in most of the cities in the United States. And as a matter of fact, the operators also have a good demand in overseas market, which actually lures them to go out for a few years and come back earning decent money. The job opportunities for heavy equipment operators starts right from the day they graduate from their institution. There are interviews held at campuses of different institutions, and young guys are picked up from there. Since they are without any experience, they are nurtured and molded into fine operators and allowed to work on machines under maintenance under the guidance of an experienced operator. The experienced guy monitors their work and gives his report to the higher management. This is probably how the newbie are rated and perhaps receive their hike on the basis of this report. Well, once they spend a couple years operating different kind of heavy equipment and have hands-on knowledge, most of them begin switching companies. They move to the next construction company, probably a bigger one, with hope of better package and gain more experience. The brand of the heavy construction equipment, or the brand of the construction company that will be joining, also matters if it will decide what they can expect from the new company. Once they are 5 to 8 years in line of business, they have set up a position in the industry. It means that they will not be turned down by any construction company as long as their conduct is good. And they are engaged into any sort of unethical. They are not engaged in any sort of unethical activity. Other than working for a construction company, they also work on contracts, which means that they are not employed by the company. However, they are paid more than what an operator who is employed with the company earns. Well, the people who work on contracts are ideally very experienced people whom the construction company or the company can't afford to keep throughout the year. So they put them on contract per job. Therefore, these people are hired, and once the work is done, they are paid their dues, and they will move on to the next company. They may use their own machines or operate the ones provided by the company. Some are also hired to just teach the newbie and monitor their performance. Give them the feedback and nurture them to be competent operators. Again, if you got any questions on anything, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.